Hi, listening friends. Welcome to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. It's June 2nd, 2014. Happy June. I thought it was April showers bring May flowers. It seems like we had a lot of rain yesterday. I'm sure this next week the grass will be growing, the flowers will be blooming, the crops will be over knee-high by the 4th of July. So we thank God for this weather. Thank you, God, for air conditioning. Well, a few days ago, I had two friends in the studio, Chris and Pam Chambers. They help out with the youth at the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy, and they're bringing on a revolution. So over the next 20 minutes, you'll hear the entirety of our conversation. So here's how it started. Thanks for tuning in for today, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. Thank you, Chris and Pam, for being available for today's edition of Mark and Friends. And we're going to have a little revolution here in the studio, as I know that's going to be part of the theme of today. But, Chris, I want to ring your bell first, because I know at some point we're going to bring up some things that you really have a heart for. Mission trips, kids and youth ministry, mentoring interns, coaching in sports camps, and then being married to lovely Pam, and I know your two daughters. I think all those topics could ring your bell, and you could probably talk for about a half hour or an hour on those. And then Pam, thank you for also joining Chris. I know you've been his helpmeet, his companion, his inspiration, and you've been very involved in youth ministries for a lot of time. And so maybe to begin the interview, because I want to hear a little of your love story, some of your testimony, but let's talk about Revolution so our listeners can get clued in to the dates, the times, what's being offered, why you're putting this together, and then how they can get involved and how they can get signed up. So we're going to talk about little about this Revolution, which is a sports camp and a performing arts gathering happening at the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy.
Okay, well, we started thinking about this several years ago and thought, oh, we should do something like this, because we've done a day camp called SummerSlam, and we're still doing that. That's been very successful. A lot of kids come out. It's for 6th through 9th graders, and this Revolution camp is also for that age group. But we just decided, you know, so many kids love sports, so we thought, well, why don't we, like, offer camps for sports? As I coached basketball at Judah Christian for 9 years in the varsity level and a few other years in the lower levels, and thought, well, let's do that. So we thought, well, what could we offer where we have coaches or former players? And so we thought basketball, soccer, and volleyball would be great ones. So many kids are signed up all over the area for those sports. And then both Pam and I have been involved with the performing arts, whether it's music, drama, all kinds of things with youth and church for many, many years. So we just thought, well, why don't we put together a camp where we have not just us two, but our summer interns, youth interns, along with some of those that have just graduated high school who have been really involved for many, many years and are really, really gifted and been involved in their school plays and music and in our church for many, many years. So we thought, we've got a lot of resources, and we love to build up people, so let's build into their lives as they lead. We'll also help lead, but we'll help them to lead even more so, because they're really gifted, and they're young, and the younger person is going to look up to them in a very special way. You know, we all kind of do that when we're growing up. We always want to be like the next stage person in our, you know, in life. So we thought, let's do that, and I think we can do it really well, because we've had like mission trips to Honduras, like you mentioned, for many, many years. Every other summer, we take our youth mission team down to Azacualpa, Honduras, and we do all kinds of skits. And at first, we're like, it's really rough. But, you know, by the time the trip's halfway through, we're really getting it down. We see that youth really engage in it, and it becomes very meaningful to them and to the people around. And then we come back and we share it, and we think, wow, we should do that, you know, in another format, like a camp.
And this is called Revolution, and when's it going to happen? What's the cost, and how do people sign up?
Well, it's June 16th through the 20th. It's $30. If someone signed up for SummerSlam day camp, then it's only $15. So you do the two camps, you get a $15 discount. It's June 16th, 8:30 in the morning till 12:30. And we'll have a speaker each day also along with that, a little worship time, as well as like building skill development in sports or skill development in performing arts, along with a lot of like fun, interactive sports games, competitions. the performing arts will do some other things. I'll let Pam talk about the fun games and different things that they're going to do, and it'll build skill, and they'll have a great time.
And that's June 16th through the 20th, and they can sign up at fbc-cs.org.
Right, right.
fbc-cs.org. It's called Revolution. It's a sports camp, which includes basketball, soccer, volleyball, and the performing arts. And Pam, I know just from attending the Eternity production, it was a lot of actors, staging, powerful, hundreds of people drawn to it each and every night, people coming to know the Lord. I mean, you've been involved in drama for a lot of years, haven't you?
I have, and I have a passion for it. And just being a part of the Eternity event really showed me how young people love to jump in and get involved. And they want to be a part, and they are very creative. And this is just a great avenue for letting them show their passion and perform and build their confidence and let them shine through revolution. Can I tell you a little bit about revolution?
Yes.
Well, if you look closely at the word revolution, you'll notice that the word love is spelled backwards, right in that word.
And I'm looking at it now. I've never read it that way.
And, you know, when we saw that, our eyes were open to, wow, this is what kids need. They need to learn how to share God's love radically and simply. And they need the opportunity to invite Christ into their life and experience his love and rejoice in it and live in it. And so those are the themes of the week. We are going to build our campers up that week, doing dramas, mime, skits, movement, dance, some blacklight work, getting the kids really expressing different ways they can show love to their friends, to their families. It's going to be an exciting week.
I know prior to this program, we were praying up this very event called Revolution, the sports camp and the performing arts, how the kids would come and not only character development and feeling the love of God and the mentoring aspect with the older kids and the staff that's going to pour into them, but that they would be proficient in maybe some of the basketball, soccer, volleyball skills or the performing arts skills. Maybe they're going to learn to sing or how to use their voice or their body language, just the different things they would do. But you've both had a heart for youth ministry. Chris, I'm kind of amazed. I don't know exactly how old you are. I know you're around my age, but you've been doing youth ministry for a long time. God really has stamped that as a part of your DNA, I guess, right?
Yeah, that's right. I love working with youth, and people sometimes will say the typical thing to a youth pastor, when are you going to be a senior pastor or a real pastor or whatever?
Yeah.
But many times I feel like some of the really great work is with a young person, because that's many times when people make a decision for Christ, they're going to decide to follow Christ more easily as a teenager or a preteen than they will, when they're 30, 40, 50 and on. So, yeah, it's been awesome. And, it's just so much fun.
Yeah, yeah.
And I kind of feel like I know what I'm doing now. I think in the early days, I just looked like I knew what I'm doing. I feel like I know what I'm doing now.
Well, I know you've both been married 27 years. You have two daughters. But how long have you been in youth ministry? Because as long as I can remember attending the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy, you've been Pastor Randy's right-hand man in a sense. I mean, I've done pastoral reviews, and I've sat with him, and he has felt so strongly how gifted you've been with the youth, how you've led the various programs, how you've even assisted with the worship. I know you're a worship leader, too, and play the guitar and sing, but how many years have you been involved? How about just taking us through some of your testimony, too, while we're at it?
Okay, well, I've been involved with youth ministry full-time for like 22 years,
okay.
But it's been more like 25, 26 years,
sure.
Or probably 26 years being involved in youth ministry, either as a volunteer or part-time. My testimony really goes to, like, when I was very young, we went to church, but then we quit going for some reason. I think it's when we moved. We moved from the Elmhurst area down to Pekin near Peoria, and we quit going to church for some reason. And I just kind of lost track of church and all that kind of stuff. And then one time, a friend asked me, "Are you a Christian?" And I said, yes, right away. Like, yes, because I truly believe God existed. I believe Jesus existed and so forth. I believe that story. I certainly didn't live it or do anything about it. But then she said, "No, are you really a Christian?" And I said, "I think so." I said, "What do you mean? What is a Christian to you?" And then she basically just told me the gospel story, the good news of Christ, and that one day Jesus would come back for all those who have trusted in him as Lord and Savior. And I just was kind of stunned, because I was like, wow, I'd never heard that or remembered hearing it.
Now, this wasn't Pam, was it?
No, it was
okay,
not.
Okay.
It was not. So I was 16 years of age at that time. And I started going to church, and for something happened in that first two Sundays I went to church. I was like, this is real. Mm. I know God is real, and I want a relationship with the Lord. And so I didn't, like, go forward for this prayer, you know, of acceptance. But I believed in my heart, and I knew the story because she had explained it. So I was like, that's for me. I want the Lord because I know He's real.
Then when did the ministry calling kind of be reinforced, or you're saying, okay, Lord, I know you're my Savior, but I want to start serving you in the kingdom?
Well, that basically happened when Pam and I both graduated from Judson College, and I went back home to Pekin, and she moved down to Tremont because we were dating seriously at that time, and she taught at Peoria Christian School, and we started just helping with the junior high ministry. We thought it'd be fun. You know, we went to retreats, and we help on Sunday nights after church with the youth group, and I'm like, this is fun. I really enjoy it. And then so I started considering going back to school, which is like something I just said to myself after I graduated that I would never, ever do.
Yes.
So I knew it was a God thing. And then I started asking my youth pastor, and they really encouraged me. If I was interested in youth ministry, they felt like I had the gifting for it. And then I was like, well, what about Pam? Because we were engaged at the time, and she was super encouraging. And so probably one of the biggest reasons why I went into it is because of her encouragement, because she knew me best. And I thought, well, she thought I could do it, I could do it. If she didn't think I could do it, I don't think I could do it.
Mm-hmm. Now, 25 basically years removed, here you are, still all in, passionate about it. In fact, Chris, I think if we looked up youth ministry in the dictionary, your photo would be right there, because you have been passionate about leading kids to Christ, being involved, being on the kind of the cutting edge, always looking for new ways to reach into the youth's heart and minds, whether it's activity or even this revolution, the sports camp with the performing arts. How can we engage the kids in a unique way so they can come to Christ, have fun, learn skills? And so kudos to you, and thank you for dreaming up this revolution, this concept, I think, with the church and the staff and everyone buying into it, because it's a great program. And Pam, I know you and Chris have been married, like I mentioned, 27 years. Was it love at first sight? How did that initial coming together? Oh, yeah. Oh, Chris has given her a good look. So what was that initial stage of you thinking, hey, this is a pretty nice guy?
Yep. Chris is a great guy. It wasn't love at first sight, though, Mark. I wish I could say it was.
Hey, speak for yourself.
But it was definitely friendship at first sight. Chris is my best friend and has been for many, many years. And I knew right away that we were going to be forever friends, whether that meant a relationship or not. He was just fun to be with and a great friend, a good listener.
So 27 years removed, your two daughters. Now, Leslie, many of our listeners are familiar with Leslie Chambers. She was on a few weeks ago with the special Judah Christian production, Singing in the Rain. Very talented basketball player, follower of Jesus. She talked about her missions trips, how both of you, as her parents, were instrumental in her faith journey and coming to know the Lord. What was some of your story? How did you come to that point where you said, Jesus, I need you a Savior?
Well, I grew up in the city of Chicago, and I wasn't from a Christian home, but I was definitely a lover of my sister. She was just so special to me and my best friend, you know, for so long. She was 8 years older than me and just loved me to death. And she found Christ at an early age, and she came home and said, Pam, you need to know Jesus. And she just told me, you need Jesus. And, you know, whatever my sister said, it went. I did. And I believed. If she said Christ was important in my life, well, I took hold of it. And she went off to college, but I stayed home in this non-Christian home, trying to navigate my way through faith by myself, but found a church home and found a youth pastor that loved me and introduced me to Judson College, which is Judson University now. And as I went through my high school years and some difficult times, I really discovered that the church was my family and that God had a perfect family for me. And although I love my family and they were perfect for me in many, many ways, I know that my church family has been there for me. And so as I went to Judson and I met Chris and fell in love with him and discovered even a wider body of Christians to grow in faith, I just knew that Christ was going to be the center of our marriage and our relationship. And I was excited to start my own family and make Christ the center of that.
I know Leslie. I know her much better than Alyssa, but Leslie is an inspiration to us all. I know at that Judah Christian banquet, standing ovation, and people were just amazed. I heard people at our table saying, gosh, I wish I was like her when I was in high school graduating. I mean, Leslie, and I think
I say that too.
Yeah. In fact, she was recently, I saw a post with former Miss America Erica Harold in a little blog, and I think, did she receive an award or scholarship or something?
She did, the Erica Harold Scholarship. We're so proud of her. And just Erica was able to honor her and her leadership abilities. And we're terribly proud of Leslie, but we're mostly proud because she has grown closer to God in the last few years and just really decided that she's going to live her life for Him 100%, 110%.
Yeah. Oh, she's an inspiration to us all. Well, I know this Revolution Camp that's coming up in just a few weeks. It's going to be held June 16th through the 20th. Basically all morning, 8:30 to 12:30. There's a $30 charge unless they're attending the SummerSlam Day Camp. And how can they register and find out a little more information?
They can go to FBC-CS, as in Champagne Savoy, .org. So FBC-CS.org.
Okay, that's a Revolution Camp. Chris and Pam Chambers will be some of the staff, the key staff members. There'll be other high school kids and other staff members involved. It's going to be a great camp for the youth. The sports part of it will include basketball, soccer, and volleyball. And the performing arts, talk a little more about that, Pam. Like, I know you have a heart for it, and there'll be skits in different ways, but will there be some training? How, like, say I'm a parent of somebody in the 6th to 9th grades.
Well, I'd be entering 6th through 9th this coming fall. And so that is like probably 10 through 14.
Okay, 10
but
through 14.
The grades are the important thing.
Okay, so somebody entering 6th through the 9th grade, and that's when I came to Christ, around that 6th grade area. So, I mean, 10 and 11-year-olds are really open to spiritual things. So what would happen through some of these performing arts?
Okay, we're going to start with a couple of different sessions. And you're right, there's going to be learning to use your skills and practicing these skills, learning what mime is and what we can do with mime to honor the Lord, learning how to come out of our box, out of our comfort zone, and perform in a skit, vocalizing. A lot of work will be done just by using some creative drama games and getting kids to think quick on their feet and build their confidence towards the show we're going to put on. Can I mention that? Because on Friday night of this week that we're going to host the camp, we're going to invite all the parents and people from our community to come out and see the work that the kids have done throughout the week. And we have designed and threaded together a pretty neat show that's going to come forward for Friday, we're hoping, and we're trusting that parents are going to be blessed by what they're seeing their kids do. And the kids that are a part of our sports camp will be there too, and they'll be featured as well. And we're going to end the night with a big old ice cream social. It should be a lot of fun. So we hope many people come out.
Put that on your calendar, everyone. That'll be Friday night, June 20th, open to the community. And what I love about you both, Chris and Pam, you talk about building confidence in these kids. And I'm thinking of the parent that's like, my child's a little more of an introvert. Would they feel awkward or odd? No, you're saying bring them along. We'll help them in these skits, help, I guess, pull out of them some of this confidence and encourage them along the way and love on them. And I think you also said, Chris, there's going to be speakers each day or maybe a devotional thought or something going
right,
on.
Right. We have several really great speakers. We have Ricky Spindler and Jason Jackson, both from Stone Creek. And also we're going to have the FCA, the Illini Land FCA group is coming over with some athletes. So that'll be really great. Our daughter Leslie is going to speak one of the days. And so it's just going to really be a great time as far as like building into their lives.
And there'll be training in basketball, soccer, and volleyball.
Right.
And so that'll be there'll be some coaches there, some people
right.
that kind of walk them through.
Right. We have Jeremy Richards, which he's the high school volleyball coach at Heritage High School, and he's leading the volleyball area, and he'll have some players along with him that will really help develop the skills. Matt Zuckerman is our youth intern. He played soccer for many years. He's going to have some other guys along with him that are very skilled in soccer to help in the soccer end of it.
And it's all happening June 16th through the 20th, 8:30 in the morning to 12:30. You can register online, fbc-cs.org, FBC, and that stands for the First Baptist Church, and then the hyphen, CS, Champaign Savoy, .org, fbc-cs.org. To find out more, to register, there's a $30 charge unless you're attending SummerSlam, and this is for 6th through 9th graders that'll be attending the 6th or the 9th grade in the fall.
Right, right.
And it's all happening at the First Baptist Church of
right.
Champaign in Savoy on the corner of Burwash Avenue and North Prospect Avenue.
Yep, in Savoy.
In Savoy.
And the show on Friday night is at 7 o'clock, and it's free for all.
And it will be a free-for-all because there's going to be ice cream and
yes,
lots of great
that's
taste.
That's when the free-for-all happens.
And listening friends, Chris and Pam Chambers have a heart for your youth, a heart for the Lord, and they're great role models. And this would be a fantastic, fun event. The kids love the sports, the basketball, the soccer, the volleyball, the performing arts where they can sing and involve themselves in music and that pantomime, what's that called, where they kind of do some unique things, even using like the black lights where they can do some very unique artistic moves, which will be portrayed through skits and other ways of communicating godly messages. So
right.
it's all happening June 16th through the 20th at the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy. It's called Revolution. Call your friends, call your neighbors. Maybe you know somebody down the block. Maybe you can even pick them up and take them. Maybe you know a single mom that can't afford the $30. I'm sure there's always ways that
yeah.
we can make that work out. And so you can always give Chris a call or just go online, fbc-cs.org to find out about this fun sports camp with the performing arts, all happening June 16th through the 20th, culminating on the Friday night, the 20th, with an open house event at 7 p.m. where you can see all that went on that week and probably some nice skits and then enjoy some ice cream. So thank you, Chris. Thank you, Pam, for being available
thank
for today's
you.
Edition of Mark and Friends. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of today's program. Again, if you need to find out more about this revolution, the sports camp and the performing arts, you can stop by fbc-cs.org, fbc-cs.org. There's a $30 cost unless you're already involved in SummerSlam. So you can find out more about the SummerSlam Day Camp for Youth. You can stop by fbc-cs.org and learn about that, and then this Revolution Special Sports Camp and Performing Arts. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.